Well, saints, in this time we'll have prepared testimonies. This is really hitting the heart of our brother's burden for us to rise up to bear more responsibility, and this is a time where that will happen. So if you have a prepared testimony, please come forward to the microphone. And as, come forward. As the saints are sharing, let's draw out their testimony. Keep a praying spirit.
Amen.
We'll have 3 minutes, and we ask the piano to help us with a warning at 2:45.
Amen.
Okay, amen. Go ahead.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, Lord, how we love your name.
Amen.
So we just like to share a bit of my experience on calling on the Lord.
Amen.
So yes, not been that miraculous or dramatic about my calling on the Lord, but yes, been quite normal to me, I feel. Through this breathing spiritually, or more normally, I feel I gradually have a better spiritual appetite. I still struggle often, but I do feel my heart is softer than before, and I'm definitely more open to the Lord. And it's just easier for me to rely on Him than myself. And hallelujah, I'm just now more normal than before. And I think to me that means a happier Christian. Before I often only call on Him when I was with the saints, and sometimes I was even a bit reluctant to call because, you know, it somewhat became a routine to me after a long time. Or I only call when I'm in unbearable distress. So, you know, with the sharing of the brother Manuro with us, I really tried to, you know, with the mindset of wanting to touch this living person, the spirit, I started calling in the morning when I wake up. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes a hit or miss, but I feel I have touched the Lord sometimes. And the desire to have that feeling again caused me to press on and continue on calling in the morning daily. You know, that feeling of sweetness, that sense of peace, that's what I'm seeking every morning. So it certainly did not happen overnight, but gradually, before I realized it, I call on Him when I jog, when I exercise, when I call when I give presentations at work. I call before, sometimes during it, silently inside of my heart. And I call when I don't know what to say. I call not only when bad things happen, but also when good things happen. And my calling often leads to thanksgiving. You know, I just, you know, even though the hour situation might not change much, but with His presence with me, I feel I have the strength to go on. And able to just thank Him for all His arrangements. And now I just look forward to calling on Him every moment. I really feel like I got to experience a little bit of how calling on the Lord is the master key to His unsearchable riches. I got to experience how calling is the way. How calling His name is the beginning. I feel really my going on in the Lord needs this kind of calling. And really how we all must call.
Amen.
And how we all should long for that one touch of Him.
Amen.
And, oh Lord Jesus,
Amen.
I just praise You for this one step further to being a normal Christian.
Amen.
The Lord is rich unto all who calls upon His name.
Amen.
From the last in San Jose, mentioned Brother Minero mentioned how time is actually more valuable than our money. You know, you could be poor today, but tomorrow you could make a lot of money. Time, you know, you lost one year. So I am going to testify how I give more time to the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I've been trying to exercise and lose my belly fat for the last 20 years. When I was 30, I was 30 pounds lighter. That's when I got married. 10 years later, my wife was complaining for a long time. But anyway, I learned to give more time to the Lord in my exercise. You know, there's many ways to exercise. One of the most effective way actually to lose belly fat is just walking. Brother Lee practiced 10,000 steps. I learned something. If I pass 50 Bibles for America tracks in my neighborhood, that's about 5,000 steps. I start doing that for the last few months, and I even increase it to 2 times. So now passing tracks about 10,000 steps just doing that. So that's what I can testify. It's very easy. It's not that hard. You just fold it, the columns, in, just fold it in half, go to the door, put it like that, and then sometimes this hand. Now you burn more calories left and right. And then you call on the Lord. You know, Lord, anoint the Lord, anoint this neighborhood. Lord, I love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And you're burning calories. Amen. Give me 1 year. I'll be back to when I was 30. Amen. Okay, I just want to conclude with this word about swamps and marshes. I want to conclude with this, brothers and saints, because I have concern. I said, man, the river is going to flow to me, and it won't heal me because I'm a swampy. I am a marsh. Well, there's hope. In Revelation chapter 3, there was a cross-reference about lukewarmness, which is actually marsh, compromising situations. Because you're lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spill you out of my mouth because you say I'm wealthy and have become rich and have need of nothing. And do not know. Do not know that you are wretched, that you are miserable and poor and blind and naked. Thank the Lord. The Lord is shining on me. Just repent. Just open the door of the church. Dine with him and hear what the Spirit is saying.
Amen.
All that means is just reconsecrate yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to testify that the biggest hindrance of me consecrating and the Lord calling me for the practical expression of my consecration and my secret to being a cheerful Christian, it all relates to the matter of my love towards money. So, Bible is very clear. We cannot go around it. And in Silicon Valley, it's really belly of the beast. We cannot serve two masters. It is easier for camel to enter into the eye of the needle than the rich man to enter into the kingdom. And when Jesus was asked if he should pay a tax, he didn't have money, so he asked someone to bring the coin. So rich, physically rich, cannot enter into the heavens. That equation is very clear. And even Watchman Nee said, I got this from the resumption of his ministry. He spoke to church in Shanghai on Wednesday, April 21st at 6:30 p.m. He says, biggest force against our consecration is our love of the money.
Amen.
And he even went on to say that if we truly give our all and our money, fake believers will not dare to be in our midst because they are afraid to suffer loss. And we should treat money as a harmful substance, as, and we give them away to the Lord out of our hands as soon as and as quickly as we can.
Hmm.
And this really is a healthy practice, and I can testify. And the second one is practical expression of my consecration. So when I say I give myself to the Lord, that is very conceptual. If I take it back, none of you guys would know. But when I give myself to the church life,
amen,
to faithfully be at the prayer meeting, Friday meeting, then this is what is substantial. Substantially bringing food to God's house. So if,
amen,
I consecrate my all my being, Lord, burn me to ashes. What that has to translate is my wallet has to open,
amen,
right? If I don't, you know, if I say, you know, I love the Lord, but I never given myself to, you know, I've never gotten myself out of this financially comfortable Christian status, then I do not know. I will always calculate benefit and loss, and I'll never be absolute before the Lord. So secret of being cheerful believer, actually, before I touch that, I really was impressed this matter of idol worship being same as serving mammon. And children of Israel worshipped idol and lost the right to serve God as priests. Who here doesn't know that we should be all priests? It's just that one time, because of idol worship, we lost the right to be priests. Children of Levi. Levi killed 3,000 kinsmen, but I don't think that's as big as a loss as only one tribe out of 12 being able to be priests instead of entire 12. I think that's bigger loss to children of Israel than that 3,000 men. So, you know, saints, my secret to be a cheerful believer, like Zacchaeus in Mark 19, is that we have to give our all, and give our all meaning including our money, right? Not just 10%, not just 15%, but we keep our spending to the minimum, we give rest to the work. This kind of, you know, dare, trusting the Lord for our next meal on the table, that actually gives us, the more we give to the Lord, that much we can rejoice.
Right.
And I can testify. And amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. I've been really touched with the matter of not just calling on the name of the Lord, but calling on the name of the Lord from the depths of our being.
Amen.
So my exercise lately has been calling with a turned heart, exercised spirit, but also my whole being is engaged in this calling.
Amen.
And it's not just when situations happen or when troubles are there, which the human life is full of troubles, but just throughout the day, even when I remember throughout the day, just the call. And I know that all of us can testify, human life is just full of complications. It's troubling. It's tiring. It's full of anxiety. We all can agree with all of this. But as we call and we just pump the water throughout the day, my experience has been that the Lord has both given me the energy and also to supply in these situations that the flesh would not arouse itself.
Amen.
And the self would not prevail.
Amen.
But also, I'm learning more and more that the reason why the Lord supplies me in this way is for the bearing responsibility in the church.
Amen.
And also the supplying of the needs of the saints.
Amen.
Because I realized, I look at my situation, I go, it is impossible to add more things to what I do.
Amen.
So instead of analyzing this impossibility, I just call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And this calling on the name of the Lord, I just schedule it in my calendar.
Uh-huh.
And I don't analyze if I have time or not. I just look to the Lord. And you know what, saints? I'm more free of anxiety because of this deep calling. And also, I've realized the Lord is working out the time.
Amen.
So this deep calling has very manifold benefits. And also, the coming forward to the throne of grace through the deep calling on the name of the Lord, the help is there when the need comes up.
Amen.
So if we call just when a situation happens, the supply is lessened than if we're calling throughout the day.
Amen.
So saints, call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Through the depths of our being. And I've even had this prayer, Lord, I get so busy, I get so forgetful, remind me to call upon you.
Amen.
And the Lord has provided many remembrances that I would just turn to him.
Amen.
Saints, he is so wonderful.
Amen.
And his supply is exactly enough when the situation happens and when the need is there.
Amen.
It comes with the perfect amount. Now, I wasn't blown away by fireworks. I wasn't knocked off my seat. I wasn't jumping around screaming and yelling because of this wonderful supply. But it was normal. It was sweet. And it was substantial.
Amen.
Amen. I just wanted to share some of my enjoyment from Brother Minoru speaking, especially a few weeks ago back in San Jose. As some of the brothers mentioned before, our brother mentioned a lot about this matter of time. And I was very touched. He said that he charged us to take some time to consider how we should spend our time, even how we should spend our years.
Amen.
Not just as a human being, but especially as children of God.
Amen.
He said that sooner or later, and actually it's not just with us, but every human being needs to take stock to this, which is, what is the purpose of my existence? Why am I here? I think in the world today, many people may not really think about this until they're 50, 60 years old. When they're close to the end, then it's almost, the question is not, what is the purpose of my existence or what is the goal of my life? But it's what I have done in my life.
Amen.
Right? In the sense of, if you're at 60 years old thinking about this, you don't have much to do anymore. Like, you don't have much time. You don't have much more time to shape what you want your life to be about. how much more value there is to ask this question, what is the purpose of my life? What am I going to do in my life when you're 20, when you're 30, when you still have time to change what the purpose of your existence is really about versus when you're 80 and you don't really ask the same question anymore? That question is then, what have I done with my life?
Amen.
I was just touched, you know, in this age, we can keep delaying this question. We can worry about our job. You can worry about who you're going to get married to. You can worry about what house you're going to buy. You can worry about whether you want to have kids or how your kid's going to grow up. Sooner or later, we're going to find that we're at that age where you don't ask this question of what I want to do with my life. It's what have I done with my life? I just appreciate our brother's stress, you know. Actually, you don't have tomorrow, and tomorrow is gone already. You only have today, right? The way you can determine, actually, you could say, I'm here for the Lord, and I live for the Lord. But the way someone determines that is by looking at the decisions that you make in your life.
Amen.
It's the way that you paved your life. It's who you decided to marry. It's what job you decided to take. It's where you decided to live. It's all these practical things. Our consecration, I just appreciate, it should be a struggle. It shouldn't be an easy thing. And I'm speaking first to myself, but we have to have these struggles with the Lord. And we have to have these struggles with the Lord today. There will never be a convenient time where everything is easy and then we can give ourselves to the Lord. Right now, we're so blessed to hear this word. Imagine if you're only hearing this when you're 60, 70, or 80 years old. But we're hearing this word today. I just speak this to myself, Lord, I want to give myself to you today.
Amen.
Even just this very rest of today, Lord, grow in me.
Amen.
Lord, grow deeper in me.
Amen.
Even I want to give you practically my job.
Amen.
Where should I live?
Amen.
Where should I work?
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Lord, go on in each one of us.
Amen.
Personally, collectively, we consecrate ourselves to you.
Amen.
Saints, we have to lower to 2 minutes and a warning at 1 minute 45.
So I appreciate the word, our brother Jesse, struggle, because that's how we were going. I was going to begin. Just the struggle of being a parent and being a working one in the church life. But the Lord really dealt with my concept, and this word struggle is just a realization that it's normal. Actually, I'm not anything special as a working one. I'm not anything special as a parent. We all have the normality of a messy house. We all have the normality of putting food in babies, putting clothes on babies, getting food off of babies, getting babies into bed. That's just the struggle. But we also have the struggle of pulling out your phone and saying, what content am I going to prioritize today? What notification am I going to respond to first?
Amen.
What app is on my home screen?
Amen.
That's also a struggle we all have.
Amen.
And we have the struggle of, wow, I just got this job, and I love this work environment, and I love my coworkers, and I'd love to give 5 more hours a week to my job. Right? We have this struggle. But this is also normal. And then we have a realization when we're tired, and it's the end of the night, and there's a knock on the door, and there's just one more fellowship could we have tonight. And a realization, Lord, I am here for you, and I'm here for your people. Please, come on in. And do you need anything to drink? This is a struggle, but this is normal. And I appreciate in the message given to the working saints, our brother has recommended this over and over again, chapter 4, this miraculous, normal living is brought out. We have a normal human life. But it's miraculous in that we are breathing in God.
Amen.
Every normal situation we pass through, when we breathe Him by calling, more God is added to our being.
Amen.
And so we look like everyone else on the earth, but something is happening inside that is for God and His move.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we can live such a life.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. I don't feel quite qualified to stand here and share, but praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, my greatest salvation during the week are my companions. You know, it feels like when you have kids and then, you know, a part-time job and, you know, a church life, you wonder where's your time? but I appreciated that there are set times of the week that nothing comes in the way.
Amen.
Okay, Lord's Day morning, nothing comes in the way of our time on Lord's Day morning.
Amen.
We come to worship the Lord, and we give him all that we have, regardless of how we feel. The prophesying meeting, we might feel like we had a terrible week, but we give him all that we have to speak for and for him.
Amen.
This is the spirit he's given us.
Amen.
On Tuesday night, nothing touches the prayer meeting. Because regardless of like how messy our house is, we need to be those who are one with him in his move.
Amen.
And I mean, there are even times during the week where I just feel like I text my companions, I don't feel like it. I can't make it to this meeting. I don't feel like it anymore. I'm so worn out. And the response is, forget how you feel. You know, don't worry about how you feel. You know, divide your soul from your spirit.
Amen.
Get into the word.
Amen.
And I just really appreciated that fellowship. That when we get into the word, that divides our soul from our spirit.
Amen.
And really, what a blessing it is.
Amen.
So then on Wednesday night, life study reading with the young working saints. You know, I feel like an oddball because I'm, you know, a mom and not really, you know, I don't have the same type of job they have. But nothing touches the life study reading with the members.
Amen.
And then I have another phone appointment, another life study reading to do two messages a week. Because if I didn't have these appointments, it would never happen.
Mm.
You know, I have every intention to do it, but it just doesn't happen without my companions.
Mm.
And then Friday night home meeting, when the saints come over and we enjoy the Lord together. Anyway, praise the Lord for these set times that we have to be with the other members.
Amen.
And praise the Lord for texting them. Praise the Lord for calling one another. If it weren't for the other members, I wouldn't be here even right now. If it weren't for my husband telling me that I had to be here right now, I would be at home cleaning up something or I don't know. But anyway, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And praise the Lord, we're doing a dual testimony. So we were asked to share our experience, and we've been in our locality for about 6 years now. And you know, after the speaking, you know, a few weeks ago, we were thinking, what has the Lord done, you know, since we've been where we are? And I got discouraged for a while, and I found myself, you know, more in the world. And well, both of us, we serve quite a lot in the church life, you know, so we have, our time is taken up by a lot of serving. But I guess just recently I had this feeling through reading with some sisters that, you know, my function, you know, my husband, he does a lot with the saints in the church life, and so we don't have much chance to really reach out to people outside of the church life, you know. But I have an opportunity because I have children, and I'm always surrounded by other parents that want to talk to me because I have cute children, or I'm at the park and I don't even want to talk to people and people talk to me. And so I'm always getting phone numbers and always meeting these moms. And so I've just, you know, without really knowing where it's going, I just keep having these people over. And I've been doing this for the last 5 years. And I kind of realize that this is, my husband's too busy, but what I can do is bring people, you know. And if I can provide that stream of people to come to be with our family, and if there is an opening, then we can have a home meeting, we can have a fellowship. And I don't know, you know, there's nothing measurable. I can't say we brought XYZ into the church life, but I just know that if I give up, I'm just going to go into the world, you know. And I don't want to go into the world. I don't want to waste, you know. I see my oldest daughter, 6 years old, and I can even tell when I'm slipping in, you know, that she's not as excited when she comes to the meetings. And right now she went to Bible camp for the first year. She's so excited, you know, about the church life. So I want to maintain that. And I just feel like my function is bring my friends, you know, bring people. I don't, who knows what the result is, but there can be a ministering, you know, in some sort of way. So, you know, if you're a mother, don't just keep bringing people, you know, keep getting to know who you can get to know.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for all the recent, well, not just the recent, but the ongoing speaking.
Amen.
On how we need the Lord to really come into our lives and to operate in us.
Amen.
And even the practices that of calling on the name of the Lord, to have the Lord come in, to really access this power that we need to operate in the church life. My wife Priscilla, she's right. I do spend a lot of time serving the Lord, and this speaking has been really important because if I'm spending all this time serving the Lord, it should be the best time that I'm giving to the Lord. I'm very touched and exposed by this matter of going through a routine. I think the only way that I can trust that I'm not going through a routine is if I'm touching the Lord. Touching the Lord either during my personal time with the Lord in preparation maybe for the day. It could be preparation for a meeting to make sure that that time at that meeting is not just routine. If I don't spend time to prepare a little bit, the meeting will be routine. So I feel like I just feel very recalibrated to value even our time with the saints. So when I come to a meeting, I'll spend that time. That's a part of redeeming the time, I feel like. And that is paying a price to come prepared. And our brother from today's speaking, he said, in a way, we have the church life. The tabernacle is there. We have a priestly service in our church life today. So what we need now is just that offering on the altar. Amen. For the fire to come. Amen. And so God is waiting to do much more. Amen. So I'll just give one final example. Many saints serve. They could probably think of all the services that they're in. But how much do we need? We really need the Lord to come in. We need to put ourselves on the altar to allow the fire to come so that when we serve, we'll have this mingled life with Christ, and it'll be real. That will be the genuine church life. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So I grew up as a church kid. I attended the young people meetings, conferences in Lyons Redwood, the Summer School of Truth in Berkeley, in Palatine, in Hualien. But around the end of the start of my college, I left the church life. And I was still in the body, but I was really cut off from the body life and the supply of life. Then I came back to the church life after graduating college. But then I started working in and for the world. I ate the carrot pods, which the hogs were eating, and got utterly beaten up and defeated by the world. Then after a few years, just like the story of the prodigal son, I came to myself. I wept bitterly and finally returned back to the Father's house. Amen. Then it's really by the Lord's great mercy, saving grace, and blessing that I gradually started to recover back to the church life. Amen. First is through the prayer meetings. Amen. How important are the prayer meetings? Wow. Not only to preserve and keep me in the church life, but also that we are coming to the golden incense altar. Amen. We're praying for the church with Christ as the incense. Amen. And the intercessor within us, Amen. The wheel within a wheel. Praying for God's divine administration. Amen. This is the Lord. This is God's heartbeat. Thanks. Think about it. What could be more important than this? Amen. If you don't, join the prayer meetings, I beg you, I implore you, I plead you, please attend the prayer meetings.
Amen.
This is for the going on of the Lord's move.
Amen. Amen.
Then started to serve in the church, and then really the Lord had expressed word through Brother Minoru. With the burden to renew, revive, restore Northern California. And then also the burden of the working saints as the core and backbone. Not one of these trainings or conferences or meetings are extraneous. They're really all for the perfecting and building up of his body. Amen. Now I just want to come to my main burden. It's really a consecration. Sorry, I didn't know 2 minutes went fast for me. Therefore, we need to redeem the time by seizing the opportunity, seizing the moment by consecrating again and again.
Amen.
I just want to give a public consecration to the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, I am really nothing. I'm so short of your glory. But Lord, since you have called and spoken to me, because you have a particular commission to the working saints, I am here, Lord. Lord, keep me poor in spirit and grant me a pure and contrite heart.
Amen.
I lay myself at the altar.
Amen.
Lord, burn and mingle in me.
Amen.
Burn in me until I'm ashes.
Amen.
I want to fully consecrate to you again.
Amen.
In an absolute way.
Amen.
I want to see and hear and set my heart on the vision which you have shown me.
Amen.
Lord, I just give you whatever time I have left. Lord, my time, my finances, my priorities, my service in the church, my career, my marriage, my house, my household, my family life. Lord, I give you the preeminence.
Amen.
May you work out your good and well-pleasing and perfect will through me with all the saints.
for the building up of your body, which is the only reasonable service. Amen.
Hi, Saints. We're from the church in San Jose, and we just want to share our experience serving the young people and the college students.
Growing up in the church life and being able to still be in the church life is because a lot of families were willing to open their homes for me and take care of me. They opened their homes, and they cook for me. They spend time reading the Bible and pray with me. So I told myself that when I have a family at home, I also want to serve and open my home for the saints, especially for the young people and college students, because I know this is very crucial for a person to be gained by the Lord and by the church life in such a young age. So I try to have dinner with college sister every week and have them over for dinner. Sometimes it is not easy to do it after a long day at work, but I always feel joyful to see them and spend time with them.
Amen.
Matthew 11:29 says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your yoke is easy and your yoke is Amen. It's light. Amen.
Amen. In San Jose this past year, we had 10 high school seniors that were graduating. And historically, in San Jose, the record for young people that remain in the church life after high school is not so impressive. So we had to, and this is backed up by statistics, this is not just anecdotal, but we had to really go before the Lord and consider our ways. Because to lose 10 young people would be quite a loss to the body of Christ. So the serving ones in San Jose, we got together to fellowship and pray. And what came out of that fellowship is we need to focus more on the personal shepherding with our young people. Because if we look at it from their point of view, if they're not coming on Saturdays or Lord's days, then it could be weeks, if not months, before you even see them again. So if they're not coming to us, we really had to endeavor to go visit them.
Amen.
So it's summertime now. They've all graduated, and we're praying that they'd all remain. And currently, all of them are connected to their receiving localities of where they're going to go to school. And one of them is going to be serving in SST tomorrow. One of them's in Poland right now for the conference. So these are some early positive signs that hopefully indicate that the tide, the direction of the ship is turning. So I was impressed with the Saints, you know, our serving team in San Jose, that how this past year we really focused on coordinating these times of personal shepherding. And part of that is, I believe, Brother Monero coming to the Bay Area, having this fellowship with us. And the other part is just this sense of desperation to not lose any of these young people. And so now I'll talk about the college students. So to be honest, we're not super involved with the SJSU campus labor. We do live next to the campus, and we do have a sister's house that lives right next door to us. But they come over sometimes for dinner and all that. But I just want to say that, like, there was a graduate student brother, and this summer Judy and I really wanted to begin opening our home consistently to shepherd someone. And we began shepherding a brother this summer, and it's been really awesome. And it's really awesome for us, too. And I'll finish with this. You know, my wife and I, we've been married for a year and a half. The honeymoon phase of our marriage is past. So now we want to reconsecrate our marriage for the Lord and really endeavor to shepherd the saints and open up our homes. Amen.
Amen. Several months ago, when we started practicing calling on the name of the Lord, I made a decision to reserve a conference room in my company from 9 a.m. to 9:30 every day.
Amen.
So whenever I come to my company, the first meeting is a meeting with the Lord. So I try to practice, because I was attracted to Brother Minoru speaking about the depth of the calling on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Because through these days, practicing with the help of the 50 items regarding Christ.
Amen.
If you still remember the sheet.
Amen.
And there are also a verse with it. So I try to practice every day, call on the name, pray over the verse, muse upon one or two words. And the more you practice, the more I feel that I really receive the riches in His name. And I can tell that the word rich is really subjective.
Amen.
If you don't enter into it, the rich is not real to me.
Amen.
Only if when I enter into it, you will see how rich it is.
Amen.
So over these days, I really feel that the name of the Lord
Amen.
Is a rich supply to me.
Amen.
And now I look back to these practices, I can see that this 30 minutes actually is a part of our consecration.
Amen.
You know, the Lord wants to move among us,
Amen.
But He needs our permission.
Amen.
Our consecration is our permission
Amen.
To allow God to move in us.
Amen.
And this consecration includes our time, our energy, and our money.
Amen.
We need to ask ourselves,
Amen.
are we willing to give our time, our energy to the Lord?
Amen.
If we are giving, we need to ask, to what extent?
Amen.
When we are giving our time, our energy,
Amen.
Do we feel pain?
Amen.
If we don't feel pain, it's not to the point yet. We need to give that we can feel pain.
Amen.
Then that's the real consecration.
Amen.
Then we can move on
Amen.
And consecrate more and more.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So my husband obviously have a very strong spirit. So in our house, actually, there's another sister living with us, and she also has a very strong spirit. So I kind of feel that in our household, I've been kind of the lukewarm or backsliding one, unfortunately. So in the first half of this year, I kind of felt that I kind of came to a kind of lukewarm state of like, my work is kind of stable, there's nothing quite challenging. My church life is kind of stable, there's nothing quite challenging. Like every morning I'm doing like morning revival with the young people. I go to church meetings and all that, but it kind of was getting nowhere. So recently the Lord kind of forced me to a new situation where I had to, not had to, that sounds a little bit weird. So I was basically promoted at my work and I had to take on a way bigger responsibility and it was very, very challenging for me. But I kind of had no choice. So it kind of pushed me to an extent where I felt like, okay, I really need to call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And so basically I kind of felt that I had so little of capacity in these kind of situations. In a lot of situations, like basically no matter what I do, the result is going to be bad. So I really had to rely a lot on the Lord.
Amen.
So basically, like my promotion and this transition period kind of covered over the period of summer training, but I still asked my boss to give me the chance to go to summer training, and gladly no boss is willing to like argue with God, right? So they're not going to take church life away from me, and I found it was really powerful. Whenever I say to any of my boss in the past time as to, okay, this is something related to church and to God, they actually absolutely respected that. And they say, yes, you have to go. So praise the Lord. So I went to summer training and just a little over there. So I was very touched by Ezekiel chapter 47. So it kind of talked about the measure of water. And basically, God needs us to move on and deepen our flow and deepen our consecration.
Amen.
So we shouldn't stay in this lukewarm state. Instead, He needs us to move us from where the water is at our loin, at our ankle, to our knee, to our loin, until the water carries us away.
Amen.
So I praise the Lord for giving me this opportunity that I can deepen the flow within me and deepen my consecration.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. I just wanted to give a small testimony. In particular, in response to Brother Minoru's word just spoken on this matter of consecration and following the Lord, I think in the past, you know, we may have had a certain consecration, you know, a certain way of following the Lord. And the Lord has, anyways, through our brother speaking and also in my realizing in my experience, caused me to realize that that's not enough.
Amen.
And actually, we need a renewed consecration. The Lord desires to go on in all of us. So anyways, after coming back from the training, I was in the church life in a particular way. And I would say in all the human circumstances, there's certain pulls, tugs, things that tug you this way and that. And our self reacts in a certain way, in a way that may affect our spiritual life, in a way that may affect our church life.
Amen.
But saints, I can testify that actually in those times, that's when I needed the most to go
Amen.
To the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord at that point may lead you to go to the altar,
Amen.
To lay on the altar.
Right.
And I can testify, saints, on the altar, that's where the burning happens.
Amen.
And that's where the mingling happens.
Amen.
And even to the point where, you know, when we're on the altar, saints, we're freed from the self.
Amen.
And at that point, I've only experienced this a little bit,
Amen.
but when we're there, there's less of the you know, balancing. Well, is this worth my time, or you know, should I do this? Should I do that? Saints, when we're on the altar, we don't think about that.
Amen.
You know, and the brothers say, hey, let's have lunch. And the brothers say, hey, let's go preach the gospel.
Amen.
Saints, we're at that point, we're willing.
Because
we're burned and we're at the point where we're ashes.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. Saints, the Lord wants to move on. Move here in Northern California.
Amen.
And the way is through the altar.
Amen.
The way is through the cross.
Amen. Praise the Lord. First of all, I want to thank the brother for his emphasis on the corporate prayer meeting. It's so important that we attend this prayer meeting. If the saints attend it, hallelujah, praise the Lord. If you don't, this is an opportunity to consecrate your time to it.
Amen.
My sharings about menorahs presented on March 18th, perfecting training about calling on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We've been doing this for years, but in a light way, certainly to say the least. Now we're trying to make it our daily practice, intense,
Amen.
With feeling, out of a pure heart.
Amen.
How wonderful,
Amen.
Out of a pure heart.
Amen.
But I had a problem with my heart. It was a physical problem. It was broken, literally. Within 2 weeks, on March 30th, I was in open heart surgery. The following day in ICU, I was laying there, medical staff moving around, wires, tubes, foreign objects in a foreign setting. The anxiety was unimaginable, the pain was unbearable, and my resistance was unsustainable. Then I remembered what Monaro said. I could call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I could not stand. I could hardly walk. I could even hardly move.
Amen.
But I started calling, Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, immediately
Amen.
My anxiety diminished.
Amen.
The fear and pain went away.
Amen.
And I no longer had anything to resist.
Amen.
Because the Lord Jesus was near, and he was in my presence.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The second day in ICU, I continued this wonderful practice.
Amen.
I experienced the same relief and calmness. Then all of a sudden, I started laughing to myself. I said, David, you're in intensive care. All this equipment, people running around, tubes, wires connected to your body. Why are you laughing? Then I realized that Jesus was in the room with me,
Amen.
And then I sensed Satan was there as well. And I was saying to Satan, Satan, I belong to the Lord,
Amen.
And he belongs to me.
Amen.
I am his, and he is mine.
Amen.
He's in me, and here he's going to stay.
Amen.
So Satan, just go away.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, saints, this is my unique experience.
Amen.
I'm sure you have your own, but I just hope that you continue to call in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Because you will, great things will happen to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So the Psalm 116 and 13 said, I will take the cup of salvation
Amen.
And call upon the name of Jehovah.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. Recently, I more and more realized that. And although seemingly many times we dedicate our time or energy or money and seem that and we give away something to the Lord, but at the end, we take up the cup of salvation.
Amen.
At the end, spiritually, it is a game for us. And this salvation is not only once for all only, but it's salvation for each one of us day by day.
Amen.
So recently, I just really enjoy. I want to share with the saints and my. So I call it a revolution, nearly change to my morning revival time.
Amen.
So I call it, well, the brother and so suggested we call it the morning time with the Lord.
Amen.
So before I really struggled and at this matter, I did the morning revival, but very few times I got revived.
Yeah.
It's not because the material is not good,
right.
Not because in so many environment is not pleasing to me,
Amen.
But my heart,
yeah.
My spirit. And am I really focused on the Lord himself?
Amen.
Or just doing a thing? And so praise the Lord. And also I really thank and the brothers and putting this verse sheet together.
Amen.
And laminate it and make this all season this material for us.
Yeah.
Because a while ago and I heard in one sense or some sense of practice, just actually having the morning time with the Lord,
Amen.
Calling on the name of the Lord to the one verse a day.
Yeah.
So I said, well, how about I just practice it?
Amen.
So I just practice it one verse a day.
Amen.
And calling on the name of the Lord and pre-reading this verse.
Amen.
And regarding and calling on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And so a lot of times it's just Lord is just so near to me,
Amen.
So vivid to me. And not all time is so sweet and sometimes even bitter. Because Lord even used some of the words exposed me. So I even try to memorize it and share my enjoyment with my spouse.
Amen.
And so my wife can testify and she even joined me. And it's right now. And day by day, I heard that. And so this is my daily salvation.
Amen.
During the day, and the word of God just supply me.
Amen.
And this is it's really a daily salvation for us.
Amen.
And so I really appreciate it. And so Lord is so near to us.
Amen.
And Lord is so rich to us.
Amen.
Oh, whoever... Whenever we call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
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 Well, I feel that my consecration to the Lord is like it says in Hymn 280. It is failure, full, and weak.
Amen.
I have some experience of consecrating my future to the Lord. I have some experience consecrating my career to the Lord, my marriage. I've had some of these experiences, but practically in my day-to-day living, many times I step off the altar.
Amen.
And so I feel that these life practices are practices for us to exercise to stay upon the altar.
Amen.
So as we're calling on the Lord, this should continue the burning of the fire of the burnt offering.
Amen.
This burnt offering needs to burn continually.
Amen.
Our consecration needs to be moment by moment,
right.
Day by day,
Amen.
In how we talk to our spouses,
Amen.
In how we speak to our children,
Amen.
In our relationship with the saints,
Amen.
In our small decisions in life, not just in the big matters.
Amen.
And so with regard to this, I can only consecrate myself again.
Amen.
An exercise.
Amen.
This is an exercise.
Amen.
The kingdom of the heavens is taken by violence.
Amen.
Violent men seize it through
Amen.
A continual practice of
Amen.
These life practices.
Amen.
You know, when Mary broke the alabaster flask,
Amen.
That fragrance, it says there, it filled the whole house. It
Amen.
Filled the whole room.
Right.
We need a recovery to a church life
Amen.
Where this fragrance of resurrection and this
Amen.
Fragrance of consecration just pervades
Amen.
Our church life,
Amen.
Pervades our living.
Amen.
Actually, our living should just be the church life.
Amen.
It should not be a separate living from the church life.
Amen.
So this consecration needs to be the fragrance
Amen.
Of our living and of our church life. And this is what will attract the new ones.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I also touched that we need to renew our consecration again and again.
Amen.
I remember I had a consecration at the very last year of my college year. And when I look back, I felt the Lord really led me all the way to fulfill my consecration. And 2 years ago, we moved to the Bay Area because of the job. But that really gives us the opportunity to pursue the Lord even more.
Amen.
And because of all the changes in our living environment, that caused me to treasure the church life and treasure the riches and the body life. And especially in the past 2 years, you know, there's been a lot of perfecting trainings, Young Working Saints Fellowship. With all the riches of these fellowship, I feel the Lord is also promising us to bring us to growth in life.
Amen.
With the life practices, I have, you know, in our locality, we also enter into the life studies. So I've been reading with sisters twice a week, and that I can testify that the time reading with the sisters is a salvation.
Amen.
In this, you know, we designate the time, we set aside this time every week, so we, you know, no matter what we are busy with, but we just drop everything and call one another.
Amen.
And you know, maybe like the moment before calling, I always feel, you know, I'm so tired, can I not to read? But then once I finish reading, I feel so energized. Mm-hmm. I feel so much supply through the reading.
Amen.
And I also can testify, you know, through, you know, with the changes, the Lord, wherever we are, the Lord is actually building us with Himself and with the saints. And for, this is ultimately for His building up of the body.
Amen.
And I just, and but I know something is still lacking in me. And this morning I realized I need to have this burning spirit within me.
Amen.
And also give myself as the burnt offering to the Lord.
Amen.
And this past week there's a hymn that keeps coming into my mind that actually related to the sharing this morning. It's the about the seven spirits. So one of the stanza in hymn 1122, it says, now the seven spirits are seven lamps of burning fire, not to teach us but to burn us, satisfying God's desire.
Amen.
I just feel we really need this intensified spirit.
Amen.
to burn us every day.
Amen.
So that we can fulfill His ultimate goal.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Betty and I moved here about 2 or 3 years ago, and I feel you know, the Lord has really blessed us with a lot of things, even with the church life, even with the new environment. One big blessing that I can count on is the Lord placed our companies right next to each other. And so in the morning, we could carpool to work. And we've been doing that ever since. And so at least one of us gets to read the morning Bible, and one of us gets to call the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
But now we have a baby due in September. So maybe I'll be the only one driving. So I think the brother suggested, you know, having a conference room set at 9, that might be a good idea, because, you know, just this last week, my company had a really large layoff, and it was really, the entire company was frustrated and groaning. But praise the Lord, we have His name and we have the life studies.
Amen.
Oh, we, you know, life study is 52. We were going over the life study of Romans, and we're in message 52 now. You know, we know that that's not the real groaning. The real groaning is the entire creation is waiting for the revelations of the sons of God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, if it weren't for the brothers urging us to practice calling on the name of the Lord, getting into the reading of the life studies, I would just be another groaning person. And that would not be lost in this world, lost in this pursuit of vanity, especially here in the Bay Area. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
So brothers, maybe it's a good time to spread the gospel now at my company.
Amen.
We have been gathering at lunch to read over the life studies and Bible.
Amen.
We've had some new ones, but brothers, maybe it's time to pray for this again.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Save us from having a dry heart.
Amen.
Save us from having a cold heart.
Amen.
Lord, we just place ourselves on the altar again.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I really appreciated Brother Minoru's sharing this morning. And I very much appreciated how his consecration was so definite.
Amen.
And so just a very solid consecration.
Amen.
My consecration was not like that. Mine was much more gradual. And, you know, I just appreciated the verse in Romans 12:1. And I encourage you to read that again and pray read it.
Amen.
But really, in the church life, we have such a wonderful provision.
Amen.
And that is to be in the church life and with the saints.
Amen.
And this
Amen.
Is just a wonderful opportunity for us all
Amen.
To be built into the body
Amen.
Through serving the Lord.
Amen.
And, you know, one of the brothers who's 20, I think, up here said that when we're 60, we'll be looking back. And he's right. And, you know, I'm looking back now more. And, you know, where do I not regret? I don't regret going to meetings.
Amen.
I don't regret spending time with the Lord.
Amen.
I don't regret serving the Lord.
Amen.
I don't regret opening our home.
Amen.
And not that I was always gung-ho doing that or I was really there all the time.
Mm.
But, you know, fortunately the Lord provided me with a faithful wife
Amen.
Who was there to open our home. And every, you know, just all the time we took care of young people.
Amen.
And so this is just a wonderful provision.
Amen.
The Lord has provided each one of us
Amen.
To spend time in His house,
Amen.
Shepherding His people,
Amen.
Shepherding the young people.
Amen.
Each one of us has a job.
Amen.
Each one of us has a place here in God's economy.
Amen.
And we have such an opportunity.
Amen.
And I'm just encouraged the Lord is speaking this word to us, and He will fulfill it.
Amen.
Saints, I just want to share what has helped me and kept me in the church life for the past few years.
Amen.
So after undergrad, I went to the full-time training, and every term I kind of just pray and consider what I would be doing after the training. By third and fourth term, it was really clear that the Lord just does not give me the peace to go serve full-time. And He just had this speaking that He needs money-making, money-giving full-timers. And so I moved back to the Bay Area and eventually found a job and worked. But it was a hard transition. I find it very difficult to enjoy the Lord with competing working schedule. And when I was in the training, I had this vision that my weeknights and my weekends are for the Lord. They are supposed to be filled with service, filled with taking care of people. And at one point, I was very discouraged with where I was until I went to one of the semi-annuals and I saw one of my companions, and she asked me how I was doing. I said, you know, I was only able to meet up with one student once a week through the phone, and maybe take some students out for lunch on Lord's Days. And she's like, good. This is, just be faithful with what the Lord has given you.
Amen.
And that just really helped me. I feel like what has helped me was the vertical and horizontal fellowship.
Amen.
And when I find the church life being very difficult, one time I had told an older sister that I just don't know how to keep going on driving students to home meeting anymore. I don't know how to make to prayer meeting, and she just told me that I need to touch the Lord deeper in the morning.
Amen.
And that word has been such a salvation. So I, you know, through these horizontal fellowship, I started calling.
Amen.
I started calling on my way to pick out the students.
Amen.
And the Lord has just supplied and kept me in the church life.
Amen.
Okay. So I didn't plan to come up here today because it's my first time prophesying in a big meeting, you know, beyond your local church meetings. But this morning I felt really convicted and challenged by two things that Brother Minoru said. The first is we've consecrated ourselves probably many times in the past, but today now we need to consecrate ourselves again in a new and fresh living way. And the second thing was, you should be deeply challenged by the hymn that we sing.
Amen.
And At first when we sang it, I wasn't very child. I mean, I was just kind of singing it as I usually would. But then, as we sang it again and again, there were two things that were deeply impressed upon me. And the first was the altar. Lord, I want to lie on the altar and not. I dare not move away. And the other is, Lord, don't make me slow to obey. So I've been a Christian for around 5 years now, and I feel like there have been many times when I consecrated myself. You know, there was that time in college with InterVarsity. There was that time in college with lots of times, 2 weeks ago. But, you know, each time when I consecrate, it's really easy, honestly, to tell the Lord, Lord, I consecrate myself to you. You know, when you're touched in a meeting because the Spirit is so strong, it's easy to tell the Lord that, but it's really hard to follow through and follow up on that. So today, I felt like, you know, in the past, when I consecrated myself to the Lord with lots of different things, you know, my job, my relationship and my marriage and other things, there's always this struggle. Like, I'm always slow to obey. Like, one time the Lord was telling me to confess something to someone, and it took me 7 months to obey. And, yeah, so slow to obey, and then when the testing really comes, it's really tempting to move away. But, you know, coming up here, that was also really hard for me. But I decided, Lord, if I say I'm going to consecrate myself, I have to follow through. Like, there needs to be a practical thing. So, saints, just, if there's something that you're struggling with right now with the Lord, just don't we can trust him. Like, he will always follow through, and the grace and the blessing that will come upon us is so much better than what we can ask for or imagine.
Amen.
Thank you, Sherman. I have only been Christian for like only 3 months. So this is the first time I stand in front of such a huge audience. I didn't consecrate as much time as you did, but I want to share my experience that what has happened when I try to consecrate myself, to burn myself in front of the Lord. Amen. Imagine a life that has no fear, that has no struggle, that has no anxiety. Just trust the Lord that he will give the best to you. And that in that way we can mingle ourselves to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's not my first time to prophesy in a conference. But it was the first time I speak in this spiritual situation.
Amen.
Amen. I perfectly want to respond that the speaking this morning, that altar is the engine of God's building.
Amen.
Amen. Has been South Bay Area 2 years in a very demanding company, and be a father to a two cutest daughters,
Amen.
Ages of 2 and 4. And I struggle with you, brothers, sisters. I know, and also the 30 years in loss recovery. I know how difficult to be preserved here. But altar is the perfect solution.
Amen.
When you consecrate yourself to the altar, it's not consecrate to yourself to be something. It's consecrate to be nothing.
Amen.
Oh, what a release.
Right.
Oh, Lord Jesus, and we need to build up the altar in our family life. When is the perfect time? I'm not sure for you, but for us, it's the morning time.
Amen.
We start to practice. We have some prayer before the breakfast.
Amen.
And we read praying the verses that morning.
Amen.
It's just, oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
It's nothing special, but it's just to tell the Lord, I'm still in the altar.
Amen.
Amen. It's not by my strength.
Amen.
It's all by your grace.
Amen.
Amen.
So after the enjoying every morning, so I got some revival and also get some burden from the Lord. They really give me some sister, lovely sister in my heart, and I try to connect them and we nourish each other and support each other. And furthermore, I would like to visit them and do more things for them. But today, need to confess low.
Amen.
In failureful and weak.
Amen.
Lord, the instant word Lord showed to me today is lay on the altar.
Amen.
Do not move away.
Amen.
But now I have, for the Lord, I want to do a lot of things. Even for my family, I plan a lot. But today the word, Lord just tell me, you should lay on the altar.
Amen.
Stay there, be burned.
Amen.
And you will experience the real mingling with him.
Amen.
And he will supply me the all sufficient grace and power.
Amen.
And I will praise him.
Amen.
Not me.
Amen.
Okay, say glory to God.
Amen.
This is the wonderful way.
Amen.
God wants to mingle with us.
Amen.
He is the fire.
Amen.
And waiting for us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He always waiting for us.
Amen. Lord Jesus, so I shorten this up to accommodate the time of my experience of continued consecration to the Lord. I realize the more of myself I give to the Lord, the more he works and moves and is still working. I see in giving myself to the Lord, I lose more of myself. I have to constantly give myself to the Lord and ask constantly that my love would increase. I can see the real joy in my decrease, in the death situations, and taking the cross. I know struggle and pain and sorrow, but I've also experienced the joy and grace during these times and during my weakest moments. Even this, my testimony is his. See, it's nothing that I have done, but the mercy of the Lord that I am here. In Romans 12:1, it says to present our bodies as living sacrifices and that this is our reasonable service. To be a living sacrifice is to die, and to die is to receive the life flow. So all we do is present ourselves. I need to be continuously consecrating and giving myself to be gained by the Lord. Sometimes I am full of praise and prayer, and sometimes all I have is a whisper, a confession, and I messed up, Lord. And all I can do is give whatever I have to the Lord. I praise the Lord that he has made it so easy to contact him by calling on his name, that I don't have to try to be a better or a good Christian, but that I just need to take care of the Christ in me by giving all things to him and allowing him access to all parts of me, to confess that I am weak, to call often and to present myself often, to lay myself down and to be consumed and to walk in the way of the Lord and to be used by him. It's nothing in myself, but everything in the Lord that there's so much, but the more I give, the more I can see that there's still so much more he has to do. Amen.
Amen. Is this on?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll try to keep this brief because we don't have too much time. Wanted to make sure that we end the meeting on time or at least not too much over. I feel that the Spirit is really speaking to us today.
Amen.
You know, I really feel there's a very strong presence of the Lord this morning. There is I would say, a beseeching Spirit.
Amen.
Saying, don't you feel the Spirit is beseeching us?
Amen.
It's a brooding Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit is brooding over us.
Amen.
Even convicting us.
Amen.
We should not be able to hear this word too easily.
Amen.
Actually, many times when our brother spoke, I felt like I was choking up.
Amen.
So how do we respond to this word?
Amen.
We need to respond to this word with a petitioning spirit.
Amen.
With a seeking and a yearning spirit.
Amen.
So that we can respond to him.
Amen.
One thing I wanted to share, but we won't have too much time, so I would just give reference to you that I would strongly recommend to go back to the experience of life, which our brother referenced in the chapter of consecration. That chapter has helped me personally many, many times,
Amen.
Both in my initial consecration and every time in my further consecration,
Amen.
Particularly with regard to the basis of consecration
Amen.
And the motive of consecration.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, our consecration is not without motive.
Mm-hmm.
This is what is referred to in Romans 12:1. It's our reasonable service.
Amen.
Our God is the most reasonable God.
Amen.
And His requirement is the most reasonable requirement.
Amen.
And we also need to consecrate with a motive of love.
Amen.
So this is why the apostle beseeches us with the compassions of God. This way, our consecration would not only be stable and steady, but also would be sweet and would be intense and it would be fresh.
Amen.
So I would just recommend all of us to go back and pray over that passage.
Amen.
And lastly, I would just say that this consecration our brother spoke on this morning is a different consecration, I feel. It's different in three ways. One, it's a further consecration.
Amen.
It's not just the consecration that we made years ago,
right?
In high school and college and maybe when we were younger. But it is a further consecration.
Amen.
It's a consecration that will cause us to deal with the Lord in a deeper way.
Amen.
Second of all, it is a provable consecration.
Amen.
And testable consecration.
Amen.
I was really touched that our God is a true and living God.
Amen.
He is provable.
Amen.
He is saying, test me.
Amen.
Our brother said that the brothers ahead of us, they have proved it.
Amen.
But it is up to us to prove this consecration.
Amen.
Until we prove it, it will not be real to us.
Amen.
And lastly, it is a house consecration.
Amen.
It is not only a consecration for our personal growth,
right.
For our spirituality,
Amen.
But rather a consecration that His house will be full of food.
Amen.
It's a consecration for the body.
Amen.
It's a consecration for His present move.
Amen.
This requires us to freshly give ourselves to
Amen.
Him. So as our brother said, may we not just respond to the Lord only with words this morning,
Amen.
But rather we will have a season of time
Amen.
Praying over and really opening to the Lord,
Amen.
Having many transactions with the Lord
Amen.
Over this hymn 280.
Amen.
I feel that this will become very, very special to us.
Amen.
Over this outline, this such a special outline
Amen.
The Lord has given us.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us in the weeks to come,
Amen.
In the months to come.
Amen.
You know, our brother said that this milestone that he heard this message from Brother Lee in December 1967
Amen.
Was such a, so vivid to him,
Amen.
Such a milestone to him.
Yeah.
I hope that July 22nd, 2017 would be a milestone to us.
Amen.
Would be a personal milestone as well as a corporate milestone.
Amen.
But whether it is a milestone to us, it depends on how we handle this word to us.
Amen.
If we go back and put it on the shelf, this would not be a milestone to us. But may we encourage one another
Amen.
To take this word and to really deal with the Lord. So that He could do a deeper work in us.
Amen.
May the Lord bless His present move in Northern California.
Amen.